Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songs during the Great Depression were still about love, but the viewpoint and the feel were different. Generally darker, more melancholy, and hope was something you needed to hold on to, even in something as passing as a song.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The ballads of the Depression tell a different story from the lighter-than-air love songs of the 20s. They survived an ominous decade, even when they couldn't bring themselves to offer much hope. Blue skies turned cloudy and gray, and pretty much stayed that way. The night was starless and forbidding, and the wind brought only heartache. That's the way it was, even in songs. Connie Boswell, I Cover the Waterfront, and Ella Fitzgerald, Ill Wind.
Away from the city that hurts and mocks, I'm standing alone by the desolate docks, in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? The waterfront, in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I've yearned. Where are you? Are you forgetting? The one I love must soon come back to me.
To keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere when love's to blame. So ill wind blow away, let me rest today.
Connie Boswell with John Green and Edward Hyman's 1933 I Cover the Waterfront, and Ella Fitzgerald with Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler's 1934 Ill Wind. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Not every song written between the stock market crash of 1929 and the attack on Pearl Harbor is about the Great Depression. But most of them have a depression sensibility, ways of perceiving within a song, as well as feeling, reacting, and speaking that reflect their time. It came from the choices songwriters made for setting, situation, imagery, and tone. It's what gave the city songs of the 30s their distinctive quality. It includes, among other things, a persistent melancholy and a deepening sense of need.
Why did you let me love you? Why did you let me fall? Why should it be when it's plain to see that you can't see me at all? I need your love so badly. I love you all so madly. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you. I'd be true, but what's the use of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. And I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you. I'd be true, but what's the use of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
Everyone
says that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Everyone is saying that you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
From 1933, Bing Crosby with Victor Young, Ned Washington, and Crosby's I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. And from 1932, Connie Boswell with Irving Berlin's Say It Isn't So. There's more to add if you want to try to grasp the emotional range of Depression love songs. You can't do it all in just a few songs, but you can discern the kinds of dark emotions that these ballads return to again and again through the decade. A recognition of loneliness, but also a breathy sensuality, even though who knows how long it'll last. Judy Garland, But Not For Me, and Barbara Cook, I'm in the Mood for Love.
Oh, man, sunshine, listen you. Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. The lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more skies of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall get that way. I hold last and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
If it should rain.
Judy Garland with George and Ira Gershwin's 1930 But Not For Me, and Barbara Cook with Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields' 1935, I'm in the Mood for Love. Tin Pan Alley had nothing to say about the Dust Bowl or the migration of the Okies to California. It looked to life in America's cities. Despite their forlorn escapism, the songs ensured the survival of an urban sensibility for at least another decade. America continued to embrace songs that rose, at least figuratively, from the hard pavements of New York City. The outlook was skeptical, hard-boiled, tough-minded, but it still chose love over everything else. Melanie Marshall and the Piccadilly Dance Orchestra, This Can't Be Love. Melanie Marshall and the Piccadilly Dance Orchestra with Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's 1938, This Can't Be Love. Many of the songs are world-weary and worldly wise, not the most common stance for a romantic love song. Maybe it's because we know they come from the Depression, but they feel more honest than the ardent ballads crooned during the same decade. Love is as precious as ever, but skepticism and melancholy shaped the response. Mabel Mercer, Hello, My Lover, Goodbye, and Frank Sinatra, When Your Lover Has Gone.
Love is a legend grown dimmer and dimmer. There's nothing left but the tiniest glimmer of hope. Where is the one who will make my life sunlit? Where is the kiss that will mean more than one little flame burning out in shame? As I have roamed around, I've always found that love will come and love will die. It's always hello, my lover, goodbye. There often came a night that brought delight, but ended with a lonely cry. It's always hello, my lover, goodbye. I would be clay within love's hands. I would obey all love's commands. Yet like the ever-shifting sands, I drift away. I only hope to find some peace of mind and put an end to wondering why. It's always hello, my lover, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
What good is the scheming, the planning and dreaming that comes with each new love affair? The love that you cherish so often may perish and leave you with castles in air. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover what lonely hours the evening shadows bring, what lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers.
From 1931, Mabel Mercer with John Green and Edward Hyman's Hello, My Lover, Goodbye, and Frank Sinatra with Einar Aronsohn's When Your Lover Has Gone. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songwriters couldn't do much to solve the nation's financial woes, but they could bring some grit to romantic love, especially in the form of irreverence. These songs traded in irritations about infidelity on one hand and true love on the other, the hope that you'll eventually land the one you want, despite the contrariness that often comes along for the ride. They've been burned before, but at least they know what lessons they've learned. That doesn't mean they won't fall again. Even when they don't win out, they look you straight in the eye, and sex is never very far off. Alice Faye, Danger, Love at Work, and Are You in the Mood for Mischief?
Your feet are on the ground, you're thinking sanely. You go about your business, happy and free. Then suddenly, your feet are off the ground, you're walking on moonbeams. It can happen to me, it can happen to you, and when it does, listen, when you least expect it, it knocks you down. Danger, love at work. When you do things sort of stupid, you can bet that Mr. Cupid arrives in town. You're gonna go, you don't know when or where. So close your windows, lock your doors, better be careful. Danger, love at work. It's the old familiar story. When you think that night is glorious, that's the start. So don't you think that you're too smart for you slip and fall and break your heart. Danger, love at work. Even though you can't detect it, listen, when you least expect it, it socks you, knocks you down. Danger, love at work. When you do things sort of stupid, you can bet that Mr. Cupid arrives in time. You're gonna go, you don't know when or where.
So close your windows, lock your doors, close your windows, lock your doors. You better be careful.
Danger, love at work. It's the old familiar story. When you think that night is glorious, that's the start.
So don't you think you're too darn smart. For you'll slip, la-ra, and fall, and break your heart.
When you think that night is glorious, that's the start. So don't you think that you're too smart. You will slip and fall, and you're gonna break, boom, boom, your heart.
Are you in the mood for mischief? Are you in the mood to flare up and tear up beautiful words? If you're in the mood for mischief, the most mischievous thing you could do is to stop every beat of my heart. Most beat of my heart from loving you.
Alice Faye with Harry Revell and Matt Gordon's Danger, Love at Work, and Are You in the Mood for Mischief? The characters in these songs learn hard lessons about love and sex. Even when they're not about sex directly, the feistiness of the lovers gives them a similar kind of charge. The outlook is especially strong when the characters are women. You hear their sharp tongues in a lot of these songs, and an appealing mix of sensitivity and toughness. Daryl Sherman sings A Lady Must Live.
Life is love, you know that. Love is life, and so that should make you forget. For a lady must live. When no love is calling, your joys start falling like sand through a sieve. For a lady must live. I've never thought that holding a hand meant throwing your soul away. Had Mother Eve obeyed that commandment, where would we be today? We have lips, why waste them? If you love to taste them, you ought to forgive, for a lady must live. Serve us. Some women repress what they feel, and that's why some women are nervous. A woman is just like a plum that ripens and falls very soon. But should she refuse to succumb, she swiftly dries up like a prune. Can love be vicious when it's so delicious? So you must forgive, for a lady must live. With my John and my Max, I can't reach a that a lady must live. A lady, oh, a lady must live. A lady must live. A lady must live.
Daryl Sherman with Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's 1934 A Lady Must Live. The love songs of the Depression come with hesitation and ambiguity, indirection and doubt. Their passions are visceral, but somehow they hold back. It's too easy to be hurt, to stumble emotionally no matter how ardently you feel. Invitation and desire are everywhere, but what guarantee is there that they'll lead where you want? That doesn't mean it isn't worth trying, but in the 1930s, you tried not to expect too much. Anticipation is everything. Hope is what you hold on to with everything you've got. Frank Crummett and Julia Sanderson, Would You Like to Take a Walk? and Fred Astaire, Let's Face the Music and Dance.
I saw you strolling by your solitary. I'm a nosy, very, very.
I'd like to bet a juicy huckleberry. What you're after is a girl.
We're both in luck, for introductions are not necessary. Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla?
Gee, the moon is yellow.
Something good will come from there. Have you heard the latest song?
It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly?
Gee, it's getting chilly.
Something good will come from that. When you're strolling through the where's it, you need a who's it to lean upon.
But when you have no who's it to hug and what's it, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Ain't you tired of the talkies?
I prefer the walkies. Something good will come from that.
Thank you.
From Harry Warren, Mort Dixon, and Billy Rose's 1930 score to Sweet and Low, Frank Crummett and Julius Anderson, Would You Like to Take a Walk? And from Irving Berlin's 1936 score to Follow the Fleet, Fred Astaire, Let's Face the Music and Dance. Crooning became an essential part of popular music beginning in the late 20s, but it truly came into its own in the 30s when insinuating baritones replaced high tenors. Bing Crosby took over from Gene Austin or Rudy Vallee. The songs were ardent and lachrymose. At least some of Crosby's hits were purple ballads about a lover's suffering. But his crooning turned the songs into a combination of seductive tenderness, masochism, and sexual heat. I Surrender, Dear.
We play the game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way. 'Cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Are those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game? Lending a spice to the wooing. Ah, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
Bing Crosby with Harry Barris, Gordon Clifford, and Crosby's 1931, I Surrender, Dear. Even here, love requires surrender and submission. Love, but also misery. Desire is everywhere in these songs. Love and its delights, as more than one song suggests, are just around the corner. But that's where they are, still out of sight. What the lovers hold on to is hope. If anything defines the songs of the Great Depression, it's anticipation. They rarely give up on hope. It's what sustains the lover just as it sustained the country. Andy Kirk's orchestra with Fa Terrell's vocal, Until the Real Thing Comes Along.
I would work for you. I'd slave for you. I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you. To prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, with all the words, dear, at my command. I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I beg for you, I'd lie for you. I'd draw the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along. I would rob, steal, beg, borrow, and I'd lie for you. I'd draw the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
From 1936, Fa Terrell with Saul Chaplin, Sammy Kahn, and Ellie Freeman's Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Even the most upbeat love song from the 30s didn't feel like anything that had come before. A lover expresses his happiness not through the typical imagery of love ballads, but by comparing how he feels to the way the world looks right now. It starts conventionally enough with rain and thunder, but so what if a million businesses go under? It defies the depression in the name of love. Carla Normand, Who Cares?
Let it rain and thunder, let a million firms go under. I am not concerned with stocks and bonds that I've been burned with. I love you and you love me, and that's how it will always be, and nothing else can ever mean a thing. Public chatters. Love's the only thing that really matters. Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares how history rates me? Long as your thank you.
Carla Norman with George and Ira Gershwin's Who Cares? Glad to Be Unhappy, Body and Soul, Stormy Weather, other songs that would have done just as well today, because all of them, like the ones you've been listening to, define what's distinctive about the great love songs of the Great Depression. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.